paragraph hey. The alkane noisnen li Aaron HaKohen haser b'shvil petach hamor. And this is why we give Aaron HaKohen the sheep to redeem that firstborn donkey. Ki Yisroel nimshelu l'seh. Because the Jewish people are compared to a sheep. Seh pezura Yisroel, we are called. Ki haser b'chinas ashirus digdusha shel Yaakov. We mentioned before that the donkey represents wealth. The donkey is chamor gorem, laden with ashirus. But by the donkey, it's not yet wealth of kedusha. It could go either way because the donkey itself is a non-kosher animal. But the sheep, that's a different situation. The sheep represents ashirus digdusha of Yaakov Avinu. We said Yaakov Avinu's wealth was especially in sheep. Shezocha al yedei hatzoyin, the wealth that he achieved through the sheep. Bechinas, as the Gemara points out, that you have a pasuk which says, v'ashterois tzoynecho, your flocks of sheep. But the word ashterois is used, which means wealth. Shema ashrois es ba'alein. The Gemara says that the sheep, out of all the different animals, the sheep is one of the things that brings the greatest wealth to those who own it. Ki haseh kulay kodesh, because the sheep is entirely holy from head to toe. Why? K'may shapirish Rashi b'shir ashirim, as Rashi HaKodesh points out in Shir Ashirim, ki tzimroi l'tcheles, because the wool of the sheep is used to make blue wool, the blue wool which they used for tzitzis, which they used also throughout the Beis HaMikdash in the Mishkan, that blue wool that was used in sewing all the different things, the curtains and the garments of the Kohen and all the different things. Oiroi, the skin was used, letoif, for the drums that they made. And the Gemara goes on to show the hooves were used for this and the meat for this, that every single part of the sheep is used for Kedusha. Ki tzemer kvosim hu bechinas tikune dikna. Because the wool of the sheep represents, corresponds to the whiteness of the beard, which in Kabbalah, in the secrets of Torah, is referred to as the highest, highest levels of kindness, of spirituality, of depth, of das. Shehein bechinas mazal ho'elyoin. The Sifrei Kabbalah referred to that level as the upper mazal. Shemishom shoyresh ho'ashirus digdusha. That's really the source, the origin of which, where wealth comes from spiritually. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, that there are three things, children, life, and wealth. And here he mentions mezoine bemazlatalia, that parnosa, sustenance, wealth, is dependent on mazel. Which in this context, mazel means that mazel ho'elyoin, the highest, highest spiritual level, the keser, the crown of Hashem. We mentioned in the past, I heard this from my rabbi, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal, that if you look in the psukim that speak about livelihood, life, and we sit mazon, that's life, and children, bone, chayim, ezoine, there are specific psukim that show that this is coming from the penthouse, from upstairs. When it speaks about Chana, who was barren, she couldn't have children, and she was praying there one time. She came into the Beis HaMikdash, and she poured out her heart to Hashem, and the Kohen Gadol saw her talking with her eyes closed. He thought she was a drunk at first. So he said to you, come here to the Beis HaMikdash, drunk. She said, are you kidding? Chas v'shalom, the furthest thing from my mind. It's just that I have such a broken heart, and that's why I'm coming here to pour out my heart. And he told her right away, your prayer is accepted. You're going to have a child. So it says there, v'tispal el chana al Hashem. It doesn't say she prayed to Hashem. The word al is used sometimes to mean above. Chana prayed above Hashem, meaning that this prayer was directed to the crown, to the highest, highest spiritual level, to the highest level of kindness. There's a pasuk in Tehillim which speaks about Parnassa, one of the most famous psukim. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yichalkalecha. Place your needs on Hashem, not to Hashem, not direct your needs to Hashem. Place your needs above Hashem, al Hashem, and Hashem will sustain you. Yechalkalecha, kalkala. Hashem will take care of all your economic, financial needs. That's the second pasuk. And we mentioned the third pasuk was in the case of Yecheskel Hanavi, the prophet Yecheskel, who chose not to get married because with his prophecy he foresaw that if he gets married and has children, his children are not going to go on the right path. And therefore he decided, you know what? Pass. Don't need it. And at one point Hashem sent the prophet Yeshaya Navi to him to tell him to prepare to die. Not Yecheskel, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Sorry, I confuse the names sometimes. This is King Chizkiyahu, a descendant of David HaMelech. So Yeshaya Navi comes to him and says, I have a message from you, for you from Hashem saying prepare to die because even though you're so wonderful and so good, and even though you've done so much to spread the Torah among the Jewish people, still, the first commandment in the Torah, you step on, you ignore. And therefore Hashem says, prepare to die. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, is there anything I can do to fix this? He says, no, not that I know. Hashem gave me this message. He said, then leave. You're a prophet, leave. That kind of prophecy I don't accept. Because I have a tradition from my father and grandfather going back to King David that there's no such thing as finished. There's no such thing as finished. There's no such thing as can't fix, can't make tshuva. So he sent him away, and it says right away, Chizkiyahu HaMelech turned to the wall and he started praying like he never prayed before, begging Hashem for forgiveness and asking Hashem to give him another chance. It says that before the prophet got out of the courtyard, Hashem already spoke to him and said, turn around and go back and let him know that we're giving him an extension, another 22 years to his life, and tell him to get married today, period, right away. Sure enough, Chizkiyahu HaMelech married the prophet's daughter, Yeshaya Navi's daughter, and they had children. The children, unfortunately, did go off the right path, but that's not your business. You have, each person has their obligation. You have a responsibility to get married. You have a responsibility to do the best you can to educate your kids, to give them the right education. But everyone has free choice, and you can't take that away. So when the Torah says that Hashem is going to add years to his life, it says, Hineni, I, Yosef. Yosef is he, H-E. He is going to add years to your life. Hashem is talking, and Hashem says, who's the he? What are you talking about? You know, you're going to add. Hashem is going to add. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that Hashem is speaking. Again, we there's these two levels of Hashem, Kavyochol. There's standard level, and there's that top floor, that upper, that Rachmim Gedolim, that highest, highest level of kindness of Hashem. Hashem was saying that this extension of life, this 22 years, is coming from the top floor. It's coming from Nistor, from that place of Nistor. When I say you or I, that's called Noichach. When you're in the room with me and I address you, I say, can you do this? When somebody is not here, they're hidden from sight, I say, he said or she said. See, here in this pasuk where Hashem is speaking, and Hashem is saying, I am going to add years to your life, Hashem starts off, Hineni, I, but then the verb is in he, in Nistor. The verb is, he's going to add. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why? Because Hashem was telling him that this addition of life is going to come from that highest place, that Mazal Helion that we're talking about here. Kemuva b'ksovim, as is taught in the writings of the Arizal. V'zeh sham Rabbi Senuzal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, zehu she'amru, that this is why the Pasuk says, keshehu chai koilo yechot, that when a sheep is alive, it has one sound, it has one voice. Ukeshemes, when it dies, koiloi shiva, it gives forth seven voices, seven sounds, meaning oiroi letoif, the skin is used, the leather, the skin is used for the drum, the wool is used for the, you know, all the different parts of the sheep have important uses. So the sheep is the symbol of ashirus digdusha, holy wealth. Because the seven sounds of holiness that David HaMelech refers to in Tehillim, Koil Hashem Alamoyim, Koil Hashem Hirim Amayim Rabim, Koil Hashem Bakoyah. Those seven koilos we draw from the sheep. Shehem Keneged Shiva Koilos Sanal. Sheikar Hoilodas Hamoichin Al Yodom, whereby the main way that a Jew receives a flow of das is through those Shiva Koilos. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in the chapter on the Kutumran that this halacha is based on. We said chapter 21, there Rabbeinu Zal mentions Tza'akosenu Yoidea Talumais, that when a person has a certain level of knowledge and they want to go to a much higher place, they want to expand their consciousness in a big way, they want to open up their mind, that requires Tza'aka. That requires screaming to Hashem, calling out to Hashem. Tza'aka, it's called. And Rav Nosson Zal writes in one place in the Kutei Halachos that this is why Hashem has put it into the nature of babies from when they're born. Those first couple of years, they cry. What are you crying about? What are you crying so much for? Who, you know? The answer is because a baby, every second of its life, its brain is opening up to start absorbing everything it sees around it. Everything is new to a baby. Everything. The floor, the ceiling, the light, the bird, the sun. Everything is new. So a baby needs the greatest ability to have its brain stretch, keep stretching every minute. And that's one of the reasons why Hashem has put it into the nature of babies that they cry easily. They cry often. This is part of their expansion of the brain. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there that when a Jew wants to achieve this moichin, it requires crying out to Hashem. This tza'akosenu yoidea ta'alumos. Ta'alumos means that which is hidden for me, that which I don't know yet, the makifin, things that when I want to yoidea, I want to understand it, I do it through tza'aka, through this. So that's these shiva koilos, these seven sounds, which are also associated with the sheep. The Gemara uses that wording, that the sheep has seven sounds when it passes, you know, seven cries that it cries out. It serves Hashem on seven levels. V'alkein makrivim se b'chol yoim l'korban tamid, and it's for this reason that in the Beis Hamikdash, they sacrificed a sheep every single day, twice a day, for the Korban Tamid, ki al yodoi ikar hoilodas hadas, because it's via the seh, the shiva koilos of the seh, that we receive, we give birth to new das every day. We generate new das every day. Shetzrichin lahamshich b'chol yoim, which the Jewish people have to draw upon ourselves every single day. Shebishvil zeh boim, and we know that the Beis Hamikdash, we said, is a center of das. The Gemara says any person who has true das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in his time. Shebishvil zeh boim hatmidim b'chol yoim. It's for this reason that the Jewish people would offer these two sheep as sacrifices in the morning and in the afternoon, the Korban Tamid every day. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei aseh daiko shenoisnim lakoyen, through the sheep which we give to the koyen, poidin es hapetach hamoyer, we redeem the donkey, that firstborn donkey. We said donkey is wealth, but it's wealth that's in the middle. It's questionable. It could go either way. With the seh, we redeem the chamor, that now the chamor is, we bring it over to the side of Kedusha. Now I can work with that donkey, and it's only going to have positive effects. Shienimshech al yodoi ashirus digdusha, that we should be able to receive via the donkey a holy wealth, a wealth of blessing. A wealth that leads to an increase of intelligence. Not again like people who get rich and their money leads them to do stupid, idiotic things to destroy themselves and their families and other people. That's what we see happening. It can go either way. The ashirus can be used for his boinenus, otherwise it goes the other way. It takes them into drugs, all kinds of things, where they need rehabilitation and psychiatric, all of that stuff.